You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, as we head into spring break, it is time to keep the kids busy with stores closing and others deciding where and what to purchase. One thing is for sure across the board when it comes to purchasing toys, and that is consumer confidence. When deciding what toys to buy, most parents now look for the PTPA seal of approval. According to the PTPA website, 54% of consumers say the seal of approval has a positive impact on their purchasing decision. Over 80% say the seal made them feel more confident about both their purchase and the brands associated with that purchase. Here today to tell us more about PTPA and their recent consumer impact survey is founder and CEO of PTPA, Sharon Venderien. Welcome, Sharon, to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me on the show today.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So if you would describe PTPA Media in your own words and what inspired you to start PTPA.
Absolutely. So PTPA actually stands for Parent Tested, Parent Approved. And the whole goal behind the company is to help consumers make better purchasing decisions. So any product that carries our seal of approval on it, the only way it's able to do that is by having been tested by consumers in our database. We ship them the products in hand. They get to keep the products in exchange for completing a detailed evaluation on their experience with that product. So if you see that seal on a package, you know it's more than just a marketing tool. It actually means that someone tested it with their family, found the product to be really fantastic. And it's not just toys. It could be things like, it could be infant products, it could be housewares, it could be technology. We've even tested cars. So it's really a symbol for the consumer to have confidence in the product they're purchasing.
Now, we mentioned the PTPA seal earlier. Tell us about your PTPA seal and what that means.
So the seal of approval basically certifies to a family that this product has been tested and approved by other consumers. So every product that earns that certification only does so because it's been shipped out to many families across North America. They've all had the opportunity to use it in a real-life experience, and they've all provided us with detailed feedback. So the only way a product can win is if it, or rather earn the certification, is if all the families have loved the product.
Yeah, good stuff there. Now, if you don't mind going back into the past before PTPA existed, what previous experience helped you to launch PTPA?
So I'm a bit of a serial entrepreneur. My first company was a technology company. We were the first wireless internet service provider actually in Canada in the 90s. Then when I got pregnant, I came up with an idea for a baby product because I'm not very good at taking any downtime to just spend time with kids. So I launched a product called the Kangaroo Towel. And as an entrepreneur with ADHD, I was very impatient in trying to get that out into the marketplace. So I ended up applying for an award, and that award promised to help me gain consumer awareness, retailer awareness, and I ended up spending over $5,000 on this program and realizing that in the end, I was actually getting nothing but a sticker to put on my package. So the idea was, there must be a ton of other entrepreneurs out there like me who are just looking for innovative ways to grow their product. And at the same time, as a new mom, I wanted a better way to shop. I didn't want to just walk into stores and kind of randomly pick products based on what manufacturers said was great or, you know, great-looking advertising or packaging. At the end of the day, I knew that peer endorsements were the best way to shop, and that's the whole premise for the program.
Always love to hear the backstory. Well done on your part being proactive as well. Now, you recently launched a survey of the consumer impact of Toys R Us shutting down stores. What do you feel will be the overall impact of how consumers shop for toys due to the stores closing?
Well, I think, you know, what we found from the results was that people were really, really upset about it. There was this sense of nostalgia that they were missing out on. They used to shop with their parents as children in the stores. They're used to taking their kids. So they're really disappointed about the stores closing. The other thing that was really important to consumers was actually touching and feeling the products. Before you buy a toy, you want to see what it looks like. Maybe you want to compare it to a few other toys. You want to see your child's reaction to it. So those are all things that really play into what the new retail experience is going to look like. Now, we actually asked the consumers whether they would turn to online shopping now as a result of the Toys R Us stores closing, and the vast majority of them, in fact, said no. When it comes to buying toys, actually, they will continue to go to retailers. So, you know, that really indicates to us that it's about the experience for them, and retailers really need to start changing what type of experience they're offering in stores. They really have a little bit of work to do on that, but there's still an opportunity to keep those bricks and mortars going.
Today we're speaking with Sharon Vendoreen, the founder and CEO of PTPA, where parents consult for the best products for their families, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Sharon, what was interesting from the survey was that you mentioned 7 in 10 North American moms buy toys in a retail store over online. What do you believe parents still prefer retail shopping?
They enjoy the experience, and retailers are really changing that experience in store these days. They're becoming more engaged with the consumer. You know, you look at brands like, or you look at retailers like somebody like CVS. They're creating in-store experiences to highlight products to consumer. They're creating new sections so a consumer can go in and get highlights of the best in beauty or the best in healthcare or the best in organics. It's all about creating an experience so that the consumer wants to keep coming back. It's no longer enough to just put a whole bunch of products on shelves and hope that they will sell, because the reality is people are coming into your stores. They might be looking at the products in order to decide what they want to buy, but at the same time, because of mobile devices, they are going online right away and they are price checking. And if you are competing only on price, very often you will not be the winner. But if you're able to offer some sort of additional experience to the consumer or tailor the shopping experience more to them, then you are highly likely to gain some brand loyalty from that consumer, and they will tend to come to you more than they'll go to an online retailer.
Yeah, most definitely there. What were some of the other findings in the survey?
So as I mentioned before, nostalgia is a huge factor, especially when it comes to toys. People like to bring their kids as a reward. You know, a lot of parents said that they felt Toys R Us was the place that they took their children when they wanted to reward them for some great behavior, things like that. Another few things, you know, consumers in general were really disappointed in the way Toys R Us handled themselves from a price perspective. They felt while the stores had an amazing selection of products that they weren't competing well enough when it came to pricing. And while they were coming into the stores to select which products they wanted, they were leaving the stores and going elsewhere to places like whether it was Walmart or Costco in order to actually make their final purchases. So, you know, I know there's a lot of talk about Toys R Us possibly being purchased. That would definitely be something that would have to be taken into consideration, how to adjust the experience for the consumer, how to make sure what you are offering is price competitive. Because, you know, online retailers like Amazon, while they can provide very often immediate gratification, you know, if you're using Amazon Prime and you're able to see all of the great pricing online, there's still something to be said for being able to touch and feel a product before purchasing it.
And I definitely would agree 100% with you on that. Now, the seal of approval plays a big role in the purchasing decision of consumers. How do you determine what toys get a seal of approval?
So actually, the only products that can earn a seal of approval are products that get tested by our community. So we actually have a community of over 85,000 families across North America. Anytime a product comes in the door, those products get shipped out to the target demographic, meaning if it's a product for a family that has young children under the age of 3, we will go in our database, we will find the right people. If it's a product for someone who only lives in a hot climate, because often we'll test, you know, whether it's a bug repellent or a sunscreen or some sort of skincare, we will go into our database and search for that as well. We ship out the products to those consumers at no charge. They get to keep them in exchange for giving us that feedback. So the only way a product can earn our certification is by going through the testing process, getting kind of the equivalent of the thumbs up from consumers, and then they earn that seal. And then they can use that seal in order to differentiate themselves on store shelves. So a lot of brands will use it on things like, brands like Dyson will use it on QVC. You know, they'll use it on their television commercials or their digital flyers or their digital shelves or on pack. So there's a lot of different ways so that when a consumer walks into a store, they can easily recognize which products have earned that certification.
Well explained. Thanks for that. Now, what is the process taking that further for companies to obtain the seal of approval, and how does that entire process work?
So basically, companies come to us because either they've seen our seal of approval on a competing product, or they're looking to launch a new product and they want to differentiate it, or very often they come to us because they have a product that's done well for them over the years, but they want a refresh. So they'll come to us, they can submit an application to get their product tested, they ship us products, and then those products will go through our testing products with consumers. Now, what's very valuable about the program is that at the end of the program, once we've determined their status as to whether they've earned the seal or not, we actually, regardless of whether they've earned it or not, we share all the consumer feedback with them. Because at the end of the day, our goal is to help them make a better product so we have better product options as consumers. So we've had many clients come back to us and tell us how valuable that market research we've provided them has been, has helped them shape future products, and consumers love it because consumers just want to be heard. They want a voice in the products that are being made for them. There's lots of brands out there that go out and crowdsource about their next products. Well, that's because consumers want to be heard. They want to say, this is the product I love, this is the product I need, and this is a great opportunity for them to do that through our program.
Well, Sharon, this is awesome, and we can't thank you enough for joining us and not only telling us about your entrepreneurial journey and all the details on PTPA, continued success to you. Where can parents get all the details and learn more?
PTPA.com, which stands for Parent Tested, Parent Approved.
Sounds good. Sharon, thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Sharon Vendoreen, the founder and CEO of PTPA, where parents consult for the best products for their families. And to learn more, simply visit PTPA.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.